The French call them papillon d'amour, that is, the butterflies of love. I call them crabs, the tiny parasites of crotch. Jenny Ann noticed them first. Last night she snagged one as it broke loose from the camouflage of her jet-black pubic underbrush and slowly tried to patrol the crevice of a scar from a past cesarean birth, like a scout soldier traversing a trench. She seized it hostage, placing it in a specimen jar, and proceeded through deep infiltration to raid the hirsute main camp. At first taking more prisoners, then proceeding to a harsher, yet more expedient tactic of strict search and destroy. She arrived at my room in the Chelsea Hotel this morning with jar in hand. After a short briefing, she removed from her bag a pocket flashlight and magnifying glass. I was ordered to remove my pants. The search began immediately, with a great enthusiasm and vigor on her part as well as mine. My strawberry blonde pubic hair made the job, from a visual standpoint, to snap, so to speak. I was skeptical, however, that I could be a carrier of said invaders. You're totally wasting your time. I'm completely clean, I offered patiently. Oh, yes? Well, what's that there, she replied. That's a tiny little blackhead is all. I peered closely with the magnifying glass. Well, it's a fucking moving blackhead then. Check that sucker out. She was right. I was shocked. I felt hygiene deficient. I wondered who gave what to whom, but no sense looking for blame. We were in this together. It felt sort of sweet, actually, sharing such an affliction. I held still as Jenny Ann removed the visible parties. It hurt a bit. They had burrowed deep into the pores. Apparently, we had been the hosts of a tenacious strain. Finally, she resorted to tweezers, depositing the captives in a separate jar which had a picture of a beaming baby's face on it and was labeled stewed carrots. I asked her why she was saving the little buggers, which, on close examination, did indeed bear an uncanny resemblance to the common crab. As far as the French are concerned, I could say in all honesty that not even Nabokov has ever seen a butterfly that looked remotely like these creatures. You'll see, she answered. Here, just let me rub in some of this lotion I borrow from Robert. It was a wonderful manner by which to be medicated. My cock quickly stood erect, which was fortunate, because we discovered true stragglers hiding beneath the base of it. With the application done, Jenny removed one of the residents of her jaw. Now, you pick one, she looked over. Make sure he's a lively type, because we're gonna have a race. I picked out this trooper who had been circling restlessly around the bottom of the jar. We took a long sheet of drawing paper from Jenny's portfolio and drew a line down the center. The first race was a 12-inch sprint. We laid down the paper so that our pubic hair awaited at the finish line as an incentive. My crab ran like a fix, falling off the edge halfway through the race. Jenny's was in tip-top form, however. He came in clocked at 23 minutes. We spent the next hour establishing the best of our respective stables and enjoyed the rest of the day at the races. My God, what a woman who can turn an ailment into a viable recreation.